you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Know that your server's there for you.
Yeah.
What do I care how much you eat?
I don't.
I really don't.
I don't.
I want you to eat as much as you want, pay,
and get the hell out.
And leave. That's what I really want.
It's time to go.
Time to bounce, people. Now,
I want you fat and happy when you leave, but that's it.
But that's it. Hi. Welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. On today's episode, we discuss buffets.
Ooh, food.
Food, yeah. There are ways that it's done, and there are ways that it should be done. Let's talk about the latter and do the buffets right. But first, the intro.
I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play. I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend Danny Davila.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
When I think of advising people on doing buffets right, two words come to mind. Mindset and etiquette.
Okay.
Right, because sometimes people go into it with the wrong mindset. They show up at the restaurant with a "I starve myself" mindset.
Okay, I see what you mean.
And they think it's a last meal. That's really that's a wrong mindset to have.
It might be their last meal.
If you don't choke them out, it might be your last meal. Come on now. I mean, in doing so, with that mindset, you're sabotaging the whole experience.
Absolutely.
You know, I feel like the experience, you're choosing the place for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're going to go from there and relax. If you go in there starving.
You should never go anywhere starving.
Listen, sometimes you have to pre-eat. Okay, if you kind of messed up, because just showing up at the restaurant at a certain time doesn't mean that that's when you're going to eat.
True.
It's
you're a little bit luckier with buffet because once you sit down, you can eat.
Correct. Yeah, you can get up right away.
Yeah. So it's not the true demand of the wait. Like, you know, you're sitting and you're waiting. And you're in the. So it at least on that end, you're okay. But you're right. You could also wait at a buffet for a good minute before you even get set.
Yeah. I mean, there's not always, especially if they can't keep it moving with the people that are already there.
Oh yeah,
you could be waiting for a little bit, and then you back yourself into a corner. You're hangry. You're upset. Nothing's gonna make it right.
Nothing. Did it to yourself.
You did it to yourself. Nothing's right when you're hungry.
No,
I get it. You don't want to eat just before you get food, but come on now, You're going for not just the food. You're going for the experience as well. Well, hopefully you are. I don't know what kind of place you're choosing. You ever get those people that they got to get their money's worth, so they act a fool?
Oh, yeah.
Come on now. You got to let that go.
Well, I've never worked a buffet, so I don't know how about the act. I mean, but in general, absolutely, I can understand what you're saying 100%.
But you've been to the buffet.
Oh, plenty.
And you've been with other people that might have had that mindset.
Absolutely.
Now, for me, going into it with such a value proposition puts me at odds with the whole experience. If I'm thinking, if I can't afford it, I'm not going to go.
True.
There are some buffets that...
Now, we're talking about, you know, but money worth could be a particular item as well.
It can be. It's like going grocery shopping and having a gift card.
Yeah.
Are you going to buy the bullshit? Or are you going to go buy some meat?
Go buy something that's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you. No, that's my...
Go fill up on the crab cakes.
Yeah, I go... When I do go to a buffet, I have a particular mindset in mind. And whether it be... You always go for what you want.
Okay, walk me through it. Because I'm not a buffet person.
Okay.
I worked a great deal, so we're opposite.
Yes.
You don't work them, I work them. You go, I don't go.
Okay.
And the few times that I've gone with you.
Yeah.
We used to do the...
So I still do that same kind of style buffet, just at a different place than we used to go to, because that place is closed.
Okay.
But you know my routine.
I do.
I go in, I hit up the fresh hibachi.
Yes.
Okay. That means I get my plate of hot food freshly made for me. And that's what I'm going for off the rip. I know what I want. So I get my value there, where I know that is what I set down for as my initial plate. Everything else is just extras to me at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where my value lies, right there, at that kind of style buffet.
So you're talking about, the style buffet you're talking about is not like a, it's like an Asian. I wouldn't say it's a Chinese.
It's not Chinese. It's an Asian or Japanese, you know, or like a Japanese hibachi, where they have sushi, hibachi. So they have different stations to where you're interjecting and getting what you want. And that's what I like to do. Like I do a little, I'll start off with, so we'll go to my experience. I start off, I go get my plate. I go, first thing I do is I hit the hibachi, I put that on, I get the hot food going first.
Okay.
I eat that, right? When I get up for my
You're talking about, you get chicken steak.
I do some veggies. Yeah. I don't even have to do rice at this point, because now I don't even do the rice anymore. I just do the chicken, the veggies, and let them saute it all up. It's all delicious. Add my sauce. I don't even need the rice. Okay. I used to eat the rice before, but now I don't even do the rice. I just do it with the chicken, the veggies, the steak. You know, you can do shrimp, you can do calamari, you can add things. Like, they have all those options.
Mm-hmm.
So I go for my protein.
Okay. As you should.
Exactly. I get my basin. Okay. And the spot I go to now has a really good sushi bar. So I do sushi because I know sushi's lighter after that. Now, maybe sometimes while I'm waiting, while the hibachi's cooking, I'll go and I'll grab like a couple of what I will call like an appetizer plate. Nothing crazy.
All right.
Like maybe like a couple of gyozas. A couple of like just like little things like that, like some fried shrimp, nothing, but just a few, just to warm the palate, like we're saying earlier, because I know what the main meal is and it's cooking.
Yes, so the main meal, because it takes a little bit of time
to put your plate together.
They got to make it.
I like it fresh and hot. It's perfect. That's one of my favorite things about that buffet style, is because I'm guaranteed. You're not dissecting that line like, oh, how long has this been here or what's going on? Mm-hmm. I know that food that I'm about to eat first is fresh and hot.
Yeah.
So I do that. Then I, you know, maybe like I said, I'll grab a couple of these snack appetizers. This way I'm not starving, but I know what I'm about to eat. I eat that plate. Then I'll go do some sushi. To me, sushi's a little bit lighter. It's a better secondhand dish because you can go in there after. Or if they have like crab legs, something like that, that's where you get the value for your money. You know what I mean? The lighter seafood fare where, mm-hmm. you know, that's where you're like, oh, okay. And then your meal's complete. Maybe you go get some dessert after that, but or not. But at that point, whether I know I'm full and I'm happy and I've already got my money's worth.
Okay. And I'm going to reflect on your thing there, you know, your buffet style, because you hit a lot of the points that we're going to talk about today in doing the buffet right.
Okay,
so we'll get right into it. And the first thing is to make the right choice. You do your research ahead of time as Absolutely. Far as where you're going to go and what they have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And not come in there like a wild animal saying, you got this, you got the... No, you should already know.
Exactly.
All right? Now, consider the whole experience.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy the people that you're with.
Absolutely.
Make sure that you know, you're around people that you want to have, and you don't put the onus on the place to, mm-hmm. you know, bring you along and things like that. First things off is... It sounds like you have a plan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, have a plan. That's one of the biggest things I could tell you.
Yeah. People going in blind, you're going to make like almost like a Thanksgiving style plate, and you're probably not going to eat half the food on that plate.
And that can be an issue because you're eating with your eyes, and I would suggest you go for the hits.
Yes.
Now,
go for what you like, because at some places, if you waste their food, they're going to tax you too. So look at that as well, especially if you're a smaller eater.
Now, that's an interesting concept. There are places that if you take things that you don't eat, you get charged.
Yeah.
So that's a way of mitigating people piling on stuff into waste.
What they're dealing with is they don't want waste, because once you take it off that buffet, they can't.
There's no returning.
Yeah, there's no returning.
Yeah, you can't put it back on the buffet.
Exactly.
First of all, and then yeah, they can't. You didn't leave anything for anyone else. There's you being a wasteful person, especially with a commodity like food. Mm-hmm. There is a cosmic penalty for that.
Yeah.
There really is, because listen, you might think that you paid for it and it's just an establishment. It's no different than thinking that you could steal from Macy's and it's mm-hmm. okay. You have that on you.
Yeah.
It's not, you're not only hurting Macy's, you're hurting your own
chi.
Yes. Your own chi, honestly.
Yeah.
And there's no exceptions
exactly.
to universal law.
Your karma will come back.
Yes. No exception to universal law. Now, you seem to have a plan. Have a plan. You can walk around.
Oh, nobody said, yeah. Nobody said you have to do what I do. You should definitely go and look and see what you like for yourself. You know what I mean? And then put together your plate that way. Or like I said, have a plan as an outline of, you know what you kind of like. Don't overdo anything, because you always have the option to go back and get more.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm going to assume that you've never been to the place. And having a plan means I'm going to get up and walk around.
Yeah.
See what they have.
Absolutely.
Because when you just grab a plate and then you see the first thing you see, you're going to put it on your plate. Second plate, third thing you see, oh, I might like that. And then you're stuck. You might see something you really like. And then you have these mounding plates.
Okay. Yeah. And like, let's talk about like, at a different style buffet, not mm-hmm. an Asian style, where I already have, obviously I have a general outline. When I go to a place like your place,
yeah,
I get up, I go and look and see what the different stations are.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have a carving station, you know yeah. what I mean? You have an omelet station, you're looking at the different stations and you kind of build your plate around that first. You're going to say, hey, do I want, if I'm going to do an omelet, maybe I'll go in early for an omelet and that's a nice smaller. But then you eat that and you're deciding each course, you're kind of deciding what you want to do next. But you don't want to overdo anything. You don't want to, I don't need to go around and do all four stations at once. If that's the case, you want to hit one station, eat,
mm-hmm.
come back. This way you're not wasting time and you have time to walk around. You have time for your food to digest a little bit, and it makes you a better eater in a way.
Oh, yeah. You're not good. You know how many times I have dealt with, listen, people, we are always judging you.
Yeah.
Okay. If you come in with no etiquette, it's going to dampen your experience just because we are judging you by your etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
And it can affect your service.
Absolutely.
It's not something that I personally do overtly. We're dealing with reality here.
Mm-hmm.
We put people into categories. We put people into things that we've seen before, even though we perhaps may not, but it's a survival mechanism.
Absolutely.
You know, if you got bit by, you know, a certain color animal, you're going to think that all those animals, until you have more experience, have that same mentality, capability, or propensity to have,
mm-hmm.
just the way it is. So that's why these categories exist. Now, you come in and you can just relax.
Yeah.
It's okay. You're going to get everything. And we're here to help you. So you can ask questions.
Yes.
Because when you ask questions, we want you to have a good time.
So how do you navigate someone at your buffet?
Well, I will give them the rundown.
Okay.
First of all, I ask them if they've been there before. And whether or not they've been there before, it just gives me an idea of what they may or may not know, because they may have been there and mm-hmm. not had me, really.
True. Okay.
Okay. Now, so I still give them the lay of the land. It's less detailed.
Mm-hmm.
So in the case of someone who's uninitiated and have never been to my place, I will give them the virtual tour.
Yes.
I'm even willing to walk you around.
Okay.
But very few people really take me up on that, and I because they just want to get going.
Yeah.
So I will gesture, oh, the south end has the breakfast items, the mm-hmm. omelet station, and the this and the that. The carving station's right next to it. So I sequentially lead them
through
the maze of everything that we have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they choose to ask me what are some hits, That's a smart question, because I'll let them know what to get. Mm-hmm. What are the really bangers? And you know, it's, where else are you going to get oysters and crab cakes and you know, crab legs and things like that? And I see people and they come in and they hit French toast, and I'm thinking, you're paying all this money for French toast?
For bread.
That bread's going to swell up in your stomach. Yeah. We got you.
Well, yeah, that's later.
That's later.
That's the sweet tooth part almost.
That's the sweet tooth part. If you came, if you're going to...
If you wanted French toast, you could have went to a regular breakfast spot.
You could have went to a regular breakfast spot.
And saved yourself a lot of money.
A lot of money. That's all there to distract you.
Yeah.
Okay. It just is.
It is. No, you're right.
That's a distract.
Because when I come into your spot, I'm coming for the hits.
Listen,
I come in strong on the hits too.
I am zooming past the frittatas and the things.
I don't even know what those are.
I don't even want the omelet.
Yeah, and neither do I. But I was just breaking down earlier of how I kind of, you know, how I see the different stages when I do walk in.
Yes, I may get an omelet, maybe.
I've been to your place, I don't know, at least 10 times, right? Mm-hmm. And I think I've gotten an omelet once.
Listen. I'm not paying that kind of money for eggs.
Exactly.
Anything that I can get at Denny's, I'm not getting at a high-end buffet brunch.
I'm going in for the good stuff. Like, yes. You said, the crab cakes, the crab legs, you know, the sirloin steak, the, you know.
Hand-roll sushi.
Yes. You put me in. Sign me up, coach.
Yeah. They have they have any amount, like the carving station is the tenderloin, the salmon. It's crazy. And then you're going to, I see them getting... not only are they getting French toast, and these things are thick as hell, they're getting multiple pieces of French toast. Seriously? It's like, wow, you got nothing else. You're done.
It's like going to a buffet and get some cereal.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yes, usually your servers are your ally people. For some reason, some people could show up and think that we're adversarial.
Yeah.
You know, they think that we're trying to stop them from eating. I had a person get so pissed at me they wanted another waiter. They were on the dock. Now, on the dock, it's only two tops and the tables are only so small. And they wanted a bunch of stuff. They ordered like the small plates.
And you're probably like, yo, this is not all going to fit in your table. Let's get you in waves.
Except for my mistake was I didn't say that it wasn't going to fit on your table. They ordered this two top ordered something crazy like 9-10 dishes at once. And I knew they were going to get up and then they will have their big old plates on there and then where's this all going to go?
Where the little plates are going
to
go? Yeah.
So I said, "Okay, I tell you what, I'll get everything that you ordered, but I'll just, you know, course it out for you so that, you know, everything is hot and things like that." And they said, oh, we want them all. I said, yes, you will get them all. And, you know, I just really want to make sure that everything is right for you. It's hot. It was a long time ago, so I can't remember my exact wording. Mm-hmm. But I remembered making the mistake of mentioning that it won't fit on the table.
Yeah.
To me, it's obvious. You know, you order 10 things, where is it going to go? That's what I want to know.
And that's usually where they just completely forget about, because they're thinking, again, with their eyes, even if they don't see it, like you said, you have small plates, even if they don't see it physically, they're still thinking, oh, I want this.
They're retarded.
Yes, I understand.
I mean, I'm not supposed to use that word, but they're so stupid. I mean, I'm thinking... I'm not telling you no.
Yeah. No, I'm not telling you no. I'm telling you.
You're getting everything you want. I just want you to know that when that first wave of five things come and don't tell this food runner, oh, I ordered this and you don't have it.
Yeah.
That's really what I wanted to avoid. And she got up, blew past me, got the manager, wanted another server. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I'm on your side. But some people have that adversarial nature to them.
Oh, yeah.
They think that we don't want them to have everything. They paid, so they want their values worth and things like that. They don't really know how to...
Some people just thrive on conflict.
Some people thrive on conflict. And in a way, I was happy to let them go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Off the rip, you were like, oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Somebody else can have that headache.
No problem. You know, they're sweet as pie to him and things like that.
I'll take that every day, all day. I'll have people be like, oh, that table left, or they did this, or they were doing. I go, you didn't want them anyway.
Yeah, they did you a favor.
They did you a favor.
Yes.
I promise you that whoever got them next or wherever they went after they left here, they weren't happy anyways.
Yeah. If you move more than twice, I don't want you.
Yeah.
Like those people that they get up, they sit down, they get up, they sit down. Oh, yeah. I'm thinking like, just get up one more time. I don't want it. Oh, we want to keep you. Nah.
Nah.
You can't even make a decision on where to sit for an hour.
You're not gonna slow me down in life.
Yo, forget it. It's a meal. You're bound to have three more today.
You left when you left the first time, I had already wrote you off.
Yes, I'm not coming with you.
I'm not coming with you. I am not taking that jump. Okay?
No, thank you. I pass. I see you, Monty.
I see you.
I see who you are. PIA you are. No, thank you. No, thank you. Yeah. Oh, we want. Come on, man. Sit down. I could see if there's legit something wrong with the location. Maybe you're right in the
wind,
sun.
Or an element. And that makes sense. Like if you started a meal and then it starts to rain on you, I have no problem moving you and following you at the same time.
This is different.
Because you didn't do anything.
I didn't even give you anything. Fault. You're just looking around. They start to, is it? Oh, you want to sit here? Listen.
It ain't that serious.
It's not that serious.
Just sit down and eat.
It is a meal in one day.
Yes.
Sit down. It's not real estate. You're not going to be here for the next eight years.
Even if you're going for the view or this, that, and the third, I promise you where they're going to sit you next, you're probably either going to have the same view or a better view.
Oh, dude. You know how it is. You know how it is. It's just that personality that I'm avoiding, that I can't be happy personality.
Because they're not happy.
They're not happy.
They're miserable.
I am not in charge of your happiness. Sir.
And their misery wants company.
That is true. So yes, people, ask questions. Know that your server's there. Know that your server's there for you.
Yeah.
What do I care how much you eat?
I don't.
I really don't. I want you to eat as much as you want, pay,
and get the hell out.
And leave. That's what I really want.
It's time to go.
Time to bounce, people. Now,
I want you fat and happy when you leave, but that's it.
But that's it. Yeah. Why would we want you to not have whatever you want?
Exactly. That hurts us in the end.
It hurts us. And most servers are there because they make money, they have a good time, mm-hmm. and they like helping people.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
It's just, what can I get for you? We say that all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you just don't want us to, what? That makes no sense.
I'm trying to balance out your meal to give you a good experience for yourself.
So many times people have over-ordered stuff and won't eat it because it's cold.
Yes.
I find that to be my fault.
That's their fault.
No, it's their fault, but I could have directed them differently.
It's your fault if you didn't instruct them. Now, if they just go against the rules, like what you were saying earlier, then there's nothing you can do.
That's true. I mean, I'm saying in the plates that I, not... Okay, I misspoke. Because our buffet has a plated part to it.
Yes, the small plates, which is one of my favorite things.
So the small plates, so that's what I was referring to. If I give you too many small plates and then the things, if you load your plate up, which is another no-no that did we, I don't think we...
We started with that, yeah. Remember I said, when you go around, make sure your plates are...
Take one plate.
Yeah, eat. Don't go there like I said, like it's your last Thanksgiving meal.
Yes.
Okay, and pile everything on, and you're looking at this plate like, where do I start at? You need to go in and know you can go back to the buffet. You can get up and go back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 20, 30 times. I don't care how many times you go
30
back.
30 times.
But don't, what they're looking for is the waste.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be a wasteful person. Go back and eat what you can eat. This way, when you're done eating that one thing, you know if you're full or not. Not because you ate with your eyes.
Yes. Take manageable plates or you're going to burn out.
You're going to burn out. And it's I like the small plate idea. When I say small, I just mean go in like with an outline. Go and get something, one piece of salmon, not five. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
One, two.
Because then if it's good, you can go back and get some more salmon.
Like what I do with my sushi, because sushi's, you always have a tendency because you see there's multiple options. Mm-hmm. So I'll, instead of getting four of each roll, I'll get two. You know, this way I know I have a taste for it. Or if I want to try something new, I'll get one.
And then if it's not compatible with you, you don't feel bad leaving the one piece.
The one, exactly.
But if you take a five of them and go, I like it.
Yeah. If you're trying something new, you get one. Try with just try. You're not going out of control with it.
They're not there to run out of stuff.
No.
And that's gross mismanagement if they do. I've heard of places running out of things.
If you're running out of stuff at a buffet, there's already issues.
There's issues. And those are the type of places that I feel that you can navigate already, because somebody would have like run tell that on Yelp or something.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's a big red flag. Oh, don't go anywhere that runs out of food.
They're out of this. No, you don't want to hear that at a buffet.
You don't want anything.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, serve your children, people.
Yes.
Don't send them up to the buffet by themselves.
Because they'll get the wrong stuff.
And they touch stuff.
Everything. Hands and stuff.
Yeah. They drop things all the time. Be with your kid and serve your children.
And I mean, now you can definitely take them with you. There's no reason not to. And you should be there right next to them. But this way they're learning how to do it correctly. So when they are older or when they're teenagers, they know what to do at the right. They knew what to do already.
Correct. Now leave used plates on the table always.
They will take your plates away.
Yes. No need
to get that next plate. There is no bringing back that plate.
No.
Okay? They are taking that plate while you're gone.
Yes.
At any good buffet. I don't care if it's cheap, high end, however
that's
you want
they
it.
That's what they do.
They're pulling there. There's not much servers really do at buffets when you really think about it. You get drinks and you clear plates.
Okay? You clear plates, you remark silverware.
Exactly.
You change out the napkins, you refill the drinks.
It's very light.
Very light. And so they are going to be able to do that for you.
They should be able to do that for
you. Now, you know how many times I've seen people, I've taken plates out of people's hands walking away from the table with them.
Where are you going?
Where are you going with that dirty plate?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? And these grown people, where have you been? Are you serious right now?
You don't think we have more plates?
You don't think we have more plates? You think we want your saliva-filled old food falling into fresh stuff? Get out of here. Oh. Now, take one plate. I understand some buffets have smaller plates. In that case, take two. I mean, if you don't want to go. I've seen some places that have,
Like appetizer plates?
Like appetite, not B&B plates,
but just like a little
bit, but bigger. Like a medium plate,
yeah. Which is
you
no
know
bueno,
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, come on now, you ain't fooling nobody.
You're not.
I went to a place. I went to a Gaylord.
I love you talking about. In Orlando or
this one was in Nashville.
Okay,
I would have loved to have gone to the because the restaurants are better in the one in Orlando.
Oh yeah,
and in Nashville, I mean these, a couple of the restaurants switch to buffet because of the pandemic, which makes no sense to me. But
that does make no sense.
Makes no
because
sense.
Because you guys went from buffet to serving.
Yes.
And at your buffet.
Yes. Now, I wanted to...
Which makes sense.
I went and I was told it wasn't always a buffet, but they changed it because of whatever. And the plates were kind of small. So I would just... I did...
Now, did they at least make the plate for you? Like, were there people at the stations?
No.
Oh, wow. That's even... Wow.
The only thing they made was the salad. I had to kept going back for the salad. The food was terrible. The food was terrible. And it's not because I'm particularly picky. I'm willing to eat good food if it's bad for me, if it's good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
I know what you mean. Yeah.
And I... so disappointing.
That's at a Gaylord, too? That's kind of... That's...
Dude, sad.
I usually expect more from them.
I expected a lot more.
Yeah.
I expected a lot more. I was disappointed. I went off property.
That's like going to Caesar's eat. And hitting the buffet and being disappointed as well.
I've never done that, but Yeah,
the gate. Could you imagine? Well, I mean, it's a good style.
It's a good, yes, yes. So it's a great property, great looking property, but yeah. I was very disappointed in the food.
Oh, man.
Very.
That hurts.
Yeah. To the point where I sat in that lobby for some Uber Eats that took over an hour to come.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's serious.
That's serious. And it has multiple restaurants in that place.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anyway.
That just hurt my feelings.
It hurt mine. So that in that case, I took... But if the plates are normal size, take one. It's... Just go back.
Yeah, you can always, you can always go back.
And think of the entire system. If you overload your plate, chances are you're not going to eat the entire thing. Mm-hmm. You're not leaving. You're disrupting the flow because they are preparing food behind that to replace the food that's taken at a reasonable pace.
Yes.
If a few people... overserve themselves.
Then now you have the waiting system.
Now you have the waiting system because this tray is looking boo-boo and they haven't really had the time to prepare.
Cook it over the grill, yes. And make it the right way.
Exactly. Meanwhile, you can have hot, fresh food and come back again and do your thing. And then if you waste, they're going to end up having to raise their prices.
Yeah.
Because it's a math problem.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot get away from the math problem. Restaurants are in business, people, to make money.
Absolutely.
If you think you're getting over, maybe the one time, but you're not really getting over, you're just screwing other people.
Yeah.
And yourself. Now, no hands. Do not use your hands to take not even a dinner roll. That is gross, people. Use the right utensils for the right situation. Now, everything should have a utensil. Replace the, if you have the hollandaise sauce spoon, don't dip in the au jus with that.
That's horrible.
Use the right utensil and replace it.
Put it back in the right place.
And how many times do I have to tell you people, there are no to-goes at a buffet.
This got a great story. So, a friend of mine, I guess, I'm hoping it was the end of, like, the shift. So I guess an old man had asked for a box, and they gave it to him. Okay, at this buffet.
Mm-hmm.
And the younger person asked, and they got told, their spouse told him, what are you doing? Okay, you know you can't take that home with you. Okay, they should not be giving you a box. Do not ask for a box. Don't embarrass us right now.
Yeah.
Eat your food or eat what you're supposed to eat and then keep it moving.
Yeah, your to-go is in your belly.
It's got to be in your belly. Now, if you want to be sneaky and bring your to-go in and do what you got to do, that's on your own, okay? But you ain't, don't be going in no buffet and asking for some stuff, okay?
Honey, bring the big purse.
Yeah, you know, we get that. That's your own prerogative. If I don't see it.
Yes, if I don't see it.
It's all, you know, it is what it is.
Load up but, the purse, baby.
Don't come in thinking you're allowed to take food home with you.
You are not.
It don't work like that.
It does not work that way. Pure economics, people.
Yeah.
And then people try to rationalize, oh, what are you going to do with the rest? None of your business.
You should have ate it. Don't worry about what I did with the rest.
Yes. Don't over. I've had people load up crab cake. Crab legs. They think they're, listen, it's not our first rodeo. Load up crab legs. No, they're not going to eat it and say, oh, you're just going to throw it out anyway.
Yep.
Yeah, because of you. Because
of you. You wasted. Not yes. Us.
You wasted that.
Actually, now I need to charge you too on top of that.
Yes. I would. You know how much more money we would make if we implemented that system? When I heard about people charging, because it'll go.
It's called a waste charge.
A waste charge.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
At the one spot, it's $5 per plate that you waste.
I like it a lot. Waste charge.
Yeah.
I believe...
He's like, I'm about to start implementing this. I love this.
No, I was like saying, how can I suggest this? Don't go to a cheap buffet, people.
Yes.
You go to a cheap buffet, you get shitty food. That's just the way it is. We talked about the math problem earlier. Mm-hmm. That is too. Because you're going to complain...
That you didn't like something or this wasn't that. Or
you didn't do your homework.
You didn't do it right.
Yeah.
Now, let's not knock people for what they expect is cheap and what is not, because certain people have different taste buds than what we might have.
And different budgets.
Absolutely. So, we won't tell you what your budget is, okay?
Just set your expectations
for where you're going.
No champagne tastes on a beer budget.
Absolutely. Yes. You know the rules.
That is
going in with the beer budget.
Mm-hmm.
Expect the beer.
Yes.
Not the Dom. Okay.
That's
Let's
right.
Let's just be honest with yourself.
That's right. Also, when you are, I just have a couple more before I let you guys go. When it comes to dessert, choose wisely. Go for the hits, right? Go for the must-haves.
Yeah,
don't go for the everything.
You can go back. Like I said, like I keep telling you can go back.
I guess that's the biggest lesson, because when you're at a buffet, whether it's the desserts, like I said, don't go for the bread and the rice and the potato.
Not first. Man, if you're still hungry after you eat, what we talked about was the good stuff or the substantial stuff, then you can have whatever you want. Because like we said, A, you got your money's worth, or A, you got your fill of the flavors at the buffet itself.
See, you keep saying the money's worth. I have an issue with that.
Or your fill.
You have your fill. Yes.
Because you don't want to lose out on the options.
Correct. If you really wanted French toast, you're getting your money's worth.
True.
It's that's subjective. That's one of the reasons why I want to avoid the money's worth thing, because
came to eat and you got full, you got your money's worth.
Correct. I can eat a plate of food.
Yeah.
I used to overeat. I used to eat a lot. I used to eat plate after plate, and it doesn't give me much more joy at all. At all. If I ate three plates versus one plate, my joy doesn't go up another 25%.
No.
I can eat a plate of food. When I go out to dinner, I eat a plate of food.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I can have dinner and an appetizer or dinner and a dessert. Very rarely all three.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're asking me to go to a buffet, pay a bunch of money, and have eight plates? No. It's not more enjoyable. What's more enjoyable is for me to select the things that I enjoy.
That's what you go there for.
And that's what I go there for. Maybe they do that really well. And I sit there and I enjoy the atmosphere. I enjoy my company. And that's the overall lesson that I want you guys to have about this. So when it comes to dessert, go for the must-haves. Ask what the must-haves are.
It should always, I think that whole lesson for the buffet is go for the must-haves.
Mm-hmm.
Go in getting, like I said earlier, and I talked about, I have your plan, and like how you kept saying, go in with a plan.
Yes.
So you know what, even like you said, even if you don't know what they have, you go in and see what they have, and then make your must-have list upon that.
Yes. Yes. Consider the experience. What do you think my last advice? It really should be the first thing, honestly.
What do you got for me? I don't know. I don't feel like thinking right now.
My number one thing, so I'm burying the lead here, is the earlier,
the better. Oh, yeah. Yes. You never go to a buffet 30 minutes before they're about to close.
Listen. And when we used to go to the Japanese buffet, we went first thing.
Yeah. If we weren't there first, I'd be like, we're not going.
Exactly. We opened up that place a lot of times.
Either you open it or you're within that first hour, because you know you want to make sure there's at least 2 hours on the back end of your timeline.
Plus, you don't want food that's been sitting there.
Yes.
In the heat, the
you could, the best time to go is during the rush, because that's when they're usually putting out the freshest stuff. Or if you can't make the open, you make the rush.
For me, it's as simple as the earlier, the better.
Yeah.
It's not like a regular restaurant experience. It's not a sit-down experience where these things are being made ahead of time with anticipation. And I'm sorry to tell you, those people that come in with a late reservation, and that's when you're going to have more of a chance of things running out.
Yes.
It's just...
That's just normal.
That's just normal.
You get somewhere and it's late, you're already behind the eight ball.
You're already behind the eight ball. Now, ours, I think our last seating would be at like 2:30, something like that.
Yeah, no.
Sometimes people want to come in at 3, 4. It's what?
I think you're at buffet over at 4.
Yes.
So you're coming in at 3, you're already behind the ball a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you're not even getting your 2 hours worth.
No. What are you doing
to
yourself?
You're not. But people want to do it.
It makes no sense to me.
It makes no sense. Don't go to a buffet late, people.
No.
Like, think about it.
Yeah, either.
Everybody's wiped out.
I'm a big 12:30, 1 o'clock kind of guy at his spot. But I also know.
Even that's too late.
But I know that you have Because I'm going there for small plates, stuff that you're making
okay, gotcha.
In front of me.
Gotcha.
You know, there's very rarely that I'm going for the other things that are... I like what I like at certain places. And I know that off the rip.
Makes sense. Makes sense. So that's our advice. It's a little hodgepodgey a little bit, but, you know...
I'll be having fun with it. I hope you learned a couple things.
Yes.
And...
Number one, have a plan.
Number two...
Consider the experience.
Number three...
Make sure that you're taking appropriate size plates, leaving them on the table. Never go backwards.
And the final is what?
Make sure you go the earlier the better.
There it is.
Gather your people up.
That is Buffet 101.
Buffet 101.
From the modern waiter team.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much for joining us once again. We do this for you each and every week. If you do enjoy our show, pass it on to a friend. Tell them that you listen to the Modern Waiter podcast, and it was pretty cool. Now, we are part of the One Star Podcast Network, your one-stop shop for all your restaurant-centric podcasts.
Yes.
Put together by the ladies from
the Sidework podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Check them out. They're really, really funny ladies. And we also have the Copper and Heat.
In your mouth.
Confession,
Macaroni Zone.
And Confessions of a Server.
With my man, Quaylen.
That's right. That's right. Check them out and let us know how you think. Also, reach out to me at the Modern Waiter Podcast. Follow me there. We take show suggestions and feedback and things like that. It only takes, 2 seconds out of your day to let me know that you are there. You're there and you're listening and what you think.
Yeah.
Also, you could reach out to us by email. We are themodernwaiter@gmail.com. We do this for you each and every week. I'm Marlon Joseph, The Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villain. Subscribe, people.
See you later.
Holla. Also, you guys have a great holiday all across the board because it's coming out during the holiday at some point.
Happy holidays. Ching, 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 ching. Happy holidays. Ching, 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 ching. Happy holidays.
Later.
Yo, BMR in the building.
That's right.
Raw Dog the Pain. Give it to me. How you feel? Nice little easy flow. Make you feel good in the club. Somebody give me a drink. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. I got potential skills that make the whole party bounce. Once wanna be players in a corner, fucking disappear. Doesn't really make sense.